Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are a live call-in show. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts. Do you think you need a leader? If so, is voting the right way to go about it? It's an interesting question.
If you need a leader, just pick one.
Yep.
You don't have to, get into some ridiculous system.
We've been talking a lot about that. We've been talking about politicians. We've been talking about technology, things that might be surveilling you without your knowledge or consent, all sorts of stuff. And with you tonight, of course, it's myself, the captain.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And it's Ian.
Ian, did you say that you had sort of a follow-on article regarding...
Yeah,
technology?
We were talking about privacy and, keeping yourself safe from being monitored. Well, turns out you just can't really trust any of those companies out there that say they're going to keep you safe.
Oh, really?
Hushmail, at the very least, has now been revealed to have spilled information to the feds. According to Wired.com, Hushmail.com, a longtime provider of supposedly encrypted web-based email, markets itself by saying that, quote, not even a Hushmail employee with access to our servers can read your encrypted email, since each message is uniquely encoded before it leaves your computer, unquote.
Wrong. But the feds can?
But it turns out that statement seems not to apply to individuals targeted by government agencies that are able to convince a Canadian court to serve a court order on the company. A September court document from a federal prosecution of alleged steroid dealers reveals the Canadian company turned over 12 CDs worth of emails from three Hushmail accounts following a court order obtained through a mutual assistance treaty between the United States and Canada. The charging document alleges that many Chinese wholesale steroid chemical providers, underground laboratories, and steroid retailers do business over Hushmail.
Okay, wait. So I thought the whole point of these encrypted email companies was that, you send the message, the receiver receives the message, and then the message goes away.
If
like,
you're
is deleted.
If you're doing business with an American or a Canadian corporation, and that American or Canadian corporation does not obey the government, it will disappear off the face of the earth. And that's why you can't trust any of these corporations that operate openly. They will cease to exist. And just about any businessman is going to say any hit to our reputation is better than not existing as a company anymore and losing my entire investment.
The court revelation demonstrates a privacy risk in a relatively new, simple webmail offering by Hushmail, which the company acknowledges is less secure than its signature product. A subsequent and refreshingly frank email interview with Hushmail's CTO seems to indicate that government agencies can also order their way into individual accounts on Hushmail's ultra-secure web-based email service.
Can we still say ultra-secure in that context when it's not secure at all?
That's what they're claiming, which relies on a browser-based Java encryption engine. Since its debut in 1999, so they've been around for more than 20 years now, Hushmail has dominated a unique market niche for highly secure webmail with its innovative client-side encryption engine. Hushmail uses industry-standard cryptographic and encryption protocols to scramble the contents of messages stored on their servers. They also host the public key needed for other people using encrypted email services to send secure messages to a Hushmail account. The first time their user logs on, his browser downloads a Java applet that takes care of the decryption and encryption of messages on his computer after the user types in the correct passphrase. So messages reach Hushmail's server already encrypted. The Java code also decrypts the message on the recipient's computer, so an unencrypted copy never crosses the internet or hits Hushmail's servers.
So then how does Hush download however many CDs they gave to the feds with this information?
We're going to get to that. In the scenario, if a law enforcement agency demands all the email sent to or from an account, Hushmail can only turn over the scrambled messages since it has no way of reversing the encryption. However, installing Java and loading and running the Java applet can be annoying. So in 2006, Hushmail began offering a service more akin to traditional webmail. Users connect to the service via SSL connection, and Hushmail runs the encryption engine on their side. Users then tell the server-side engine what the right passphrase is, and all the messages in the account can then be read as they would in any other web-based email account.
Hushmail's a bunch of frickin' morons.
And don't let the not using the webmail interface give you a false sense of security if you're using Hushmail, because if they, I mean, they can easily backdoor
the Java
applet and right. turn it off or change its operation for specific users.
And you wouldn't know.
And if they're willing to violate their own webmail, then they're willing to violate your privacy.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what they tell you about, we can't get it because it was encrypted with our software that we control.
We wrote, yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. There's a big hole in that statement.
What does this mean for the other encrypted providers? Are they all doing the same thing?
If a government gang shows up with a bunch of guns and says, we need to get into Captain Kickass's encrypted account, then they can do exactly what nobody's suggesting here. And
I understand they're
going to
comply.
Code.
I'm just talking from like a technology perspective, because they market these things as such.
And any of them can. The only way to avoid it is to be using
PGP.
Something like PGP.
On your own computer.
You control your software. If somebody else is, and that doesn't mean an applet on your phone, because guess what? If the feds ask them to, Google can send you a completely different version of any app that anybody else gets, which is just a wrapper with a back door. Very easy for them. It would be no problem. And there's none of these people are going to stand up to the government when it counts.
Yeah, it's not worth it for your $20 a month or quarter or however much you're paying for their service to them. They're going to sell you down the river.
Exactly.
The rub of the option here, according to Wired, is that Hushmail has, even if only for a brief moment, a copy of your passphrase. So again, they're talking about the web version of the app, which is all done on their server side. As they disclose in the technical comparison of the two options, this means that an attacker with access to Hushmail servers, or Hushmail themselves, can get at the passphrase and thus all of the messages. In the case
of once they've got the passphrase, it doesn't matter whether you use the webmail interface with other messages, because they own the keys to your kingdom.
In the case of the alleged steroid dealer, the Fed seemed to compel Hushmail to exploit this hole, store the suspect's secret passphrase or decryption key, decrypt their messages, and hand them over. Hushmail's CTO, Brian Smith, surprise, declined to talk about any specific law enforcement requests.
I'd be ashamed, too.
But described the general vulnerability to threat level in an email interview, which they then include some excerpts from that.
It's amazing to me,
Hushmail.
It's amazing to me how docile and compliant people are. What you're reading to me sounds exactly like a conversation I had at a movie theater that serves beer in Seattle called Cinnabar, Cinnebarre. I went in to see a movie. I lived four blocks away from this place. I walked over there. I went to see a movie, the matinee, a day off on like a Thursday or whatever. So it's like a 3 o'clock showing or whatever, 2 o'clock even. I ordered a pitcher of beer. Right now, for the folks, the listeners who are watching us
just
on the camera, I'm a big dude.
Yep.
I can drink a pitcher of beer, no problem. I'm from Wisconsin. I've been drinking since, 1982 or so.
You're a rocker, man. You're in a metal band.
I'm a rock star, right? And I walked, right? Plus, they serve food, right? So I was ordering food, and I was like, I'll have a pitcher of your scotch ale or whatever, because they have a delicious scotch ale made by a local brewery. Mm-hmm. And I had done this before.
At the same place.
At the same place, without any sort of a trouble. This particular wait person was like, "No, I'm not gonna serve you a pitcher." And And I talked to the McManager. Well, they had the same reaction that this guy's having. Well, you know, a policeman came in and just told me that we're not supposed to. Yeah. He didn't even look up the law. There is no law that says you can't serve a pitcher to one guy. So.
But they can be prosecuted. Do you want to put your freedom on a line for a $5 tip?
855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Is there any privacy left in the world?
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place. as they say in the CB radio business, keep your ears on.
Yeah, Breaker 1-9, need a radio check.
Breaker 1-9 for a commercial beaver. Oh, wait, that's a different subject.
Did you say a commercial beaver?
Commercial beaver, yeah. That
was... Is there a commercial beaver in Keene?
I don't know. You would have to get yourself a CB radio and
I
don't
think you can find beaver that way anymore.
Wow.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We've been talking about...
don't want a lot lizard anyway.
Lot lizard, that's the other one. Yeah, right? Yeah. We've been talking about a lot of stuff. And I believe, Ian, you were in mid-article.
Well, I mean, there's a little bit more, but it's mostly just excerpts from the email of the CTO from Hushmail, who's sort of sliming around on his explanation of how, we wouldn't accept a request to decrypt everyone's emails. Just, it has to be a specific user.
It's only if... You know, if what the government tells you to.
Right.
So it's, I mean, where is there a bigger villain in the world than the government? You are now exposed to the biggest and most dangerous threat to any of us. And I say, rip Hushmail. If you've got Hushmail, quit paying them.
Yeah.
Sue them for your money back because they're in breach of contract. They were there to give you confidence, make you comfortable, and your peace of mind is gone.
It's not worth suing them. I mean, odds are good if you open up their terms of service, there's probably some line in there about cooperating with law enforcement. That's my guess.
Wow.
Because there's another part of the story here from Wired.com says, can the feds force, this is exactly what we were speculating about, can the feds force Hushmail to modify the Java applet sent to a particular user, which could then capture and send the user's passphrase to Hushmail,
right,
then to the government? Hushmail's own threat matrix includes this possibility, saying that if an attacker got into Hushmail servers, they could compromise an account, but that, quote, evidence of the attack, unquote, presumably the rogue Java applet, could be found on the user's computer. And again, not just an attacker, but Hushmail themselves could place that on your computer, and the average user would have no way of being able to detect the change. They would have no idea that they had been compromised by the very company that they had put their trust into. So the answer here is you really can't trust any of these people. If they are a commercial entity, then they're going to do what they're told to do by the government. I mean, in most cases.
Get your very own Linux box, host your own mail, and use PGP. That is the only secure solution that I know of.
I would say that, now I'm not a security expert, but I would say even if you're not doing your own hosting, because that's probably out of the reach of the average user as far as hosting their own mail servers. I mean, your typical user isn't going to be able to accomplish that. But figuring out and using PGP is within, I would say, you know, an intermediate computer user's ability. You can download GPG or whatever version of PGP we're talking about. You can use that to encrypt your email. The most important, I mean, if you're just writing something that's not that important, probably don't want to spend the time, because it does take more time to encrypt and decrypt with PGP. Although there's an argument that you should encrypt everything, that way they don't know what's important and what's not.
That's what cryptographers say, is encrypt your shopping list.
Yeah.
Encrypt everything you have. Because then, if they get your device, they don't have to decrypt. If there's only one encrypted file on your device, they know what you don't want them to know.
Right.
You've given them half the battle. If every file on your device is encrypted, then they have to decrypt all of them, and on average, they'll have to decrypt 50% of them before they find the thing you don't want them to have.
An actual excerpt here from their CTO. He says, Hushmail is useful for avoiding general carnivore-type government surveillance and protecting your data from hackers, but definitely not suitable for protecting your data if you're engaging in illegal activity that could result in a Canadian court order.
That's... Or political activity that the government doesn't like, because don't tell me they won't spy on people for political reasons. They did it to Donald Trump.
Well, plus, there's plenty of things that are illegal in Canada that aren't necessarily illegal, you know, here, for instance.
Yeah.
That's also backed up by the fact that all Hushmail users agree to our terms of service, says the CTO, which state that Hushmail is not to be used for illegal activity. However, when using Hushmail, users can be assured that no access to data, including server logs, etc., will be granted without a specific court order. So there is no privacy.
That's the Hushmail.
Yeah, there's no privacy. There probably never was with these people.
And way to kill your business proposition, yeah, too.
Well, that's the thing, is I hope this word gets spread far and wide, and I say end Hushmail, just on general principle.
Right.
If you have a Hushmail account, even if you're not afraid of this, shut it down, because they need to cease to exist and stop lying.
Well, they're not lying. I mean, I don't know what they say on their marketing.
But they lie in the big print, and then they take it away in the small print.
Yeah.
And a lie is still a lie if you, we're going to do this in the small print. No, we're not going to do this. You know, that would not be acceptable to me in a face-to-face dealing with a person.
With you. Yeah, I mean, I've never read their marketing.
Be acceptable with Hushmail.
Yeah, I don't know what their marketing says. But this guy is just coming straight out and saying, yeah, we'll do whatever the government says.
So. Yeah.
All right. Segue. I realize that today is a banking holiday.
Yeah.
I was going to do some banking activities today, and I was reminded by the fact that they're not open that today is a federal holiday.
Yeah.
It is known as President's Day, which annoys me.
It should be abolished.
And that's the annoying thing about cartels is every member of the cartel does the same thing, so you don't have, like, one bank that you can go to on President's Day. They have to all shut down.
Right. It's the same thing with schools. It's like, why don't, you know, innovation in school hasn't really happened, like, as far as, like, the school schedule. Like, you would think that more schools would operate between the hours of 8 and 5, like the traditional workday. But no, it's like, you know, 9 until 3, and inconveniencing parents and interrupting businesses and all that kind of stuff, because you can't innovate, right?
Wouldn't it be nice if you could choose your own school, something that had the policies you wanted?
Yeah, or even the hours that you wanted, right, that worked with your schedule.
That's a policy,
you know.
Yeah, I got to say one thing. I mean, by no means am I a huge fan of TD Bank, but I remember that they used to be open almost every day. In fact, TD Bank was open today.
Really?
Yeah.
I am impressed.
I give them that credit. I
would be impressed if they hadn't inconvenienced me and jacked my money for a month.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you say open today, do you mean that they had some call center representatives available to open a ticket
for you? No, you could go to a branch.
They had branches open.
So, like, all regular business was being conducted?
Well, you can't send a wire transfer on a banking holiday.
Right.
You can go and deposit or whatever.
Huh, interesting.
Brokerage,
all that stuff.
They're open on Columbus Day and Veterans Day. However, they are closed on other holidays.
Right. So I happened upon an article talking about presidents. This is sort of a backlash article, it's from Reason.com. It's titled, "Instead of Removing Trump from Power, Remove Power from the Presidency."
Yes!
And so that was an intriguing headline that we'll get around to. And we'll get around to your calls and thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up tonight on Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases is going down. The group's director general is expressing cautious optimism about the efforts to control the outbreak. The virus has killed nearly 1,800 people, mostly in China. Democrats in Nevada are calling the early voter turnout over the weekend substantial. The Nevada caucus is set for February 22nd, but at least 25,000 Democrats already showed up and cast their ballots in early voting. Nevada Democratic Party Chairman William McCurdy says things are working well so far.
From the very beginning, what we wanted to do is make sure that we offered the most expansive, accessible, and transparent caucus yet, which is why we have early vote and also have an opportunity for folks to utilize our precinct chairs, utilize low-tech, easy option on caucus day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. The radio talk show where you can call in and talk about whatever you like. The toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And with you tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
Nobody.
And Ian. And I want to tell you about Divi. Divi is the next generation wallet that is coming soon. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. All right. So before we went to our sponsors, I had teased this article from Reason about the headline simply reads, "Instead of removing Trump from power, remove power from the presidency." And this headline caught
Can we
my...
just remove the government instead?
Well, right.
That is removing power from the presidency. It's
I don't know if that's what they're
taking it
here.
To its logical conclusion.
Yeah. But this article caught my attention, and I brought it in, you know, today because, you know, I was reminded that today is President's Day because of the lack of banking activities allowed this day. But we'll get more into that and talk about that. First, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Eric from Columbia, South Carolina. Eric, you're live on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. I hope everybody's having a good President's Day. Thank you for reminding me about that. I didn't see the news today. Do y'all know if the president saw a shadow?
To what, Mark, another year of insanity?
I
do not know. I do not know.
Okay, well, maybe some of the other listeners will know, and they can call in and let me know.
Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe. Did you have any other thoughts, Eric?
No, that's it. Great. Thanks, y'all.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah,
that's cute.
You know, I mean, Trump is kind of orange. You know, he hasn't turned quite brown yet, so I don't know if he can be equated to the groundhog. Although I think Punxsutawney Phil might be insulted by me comparing him to the orange cheetah.
Apparently, yeah. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow this year, which means an early spring.
Did you say Nazi?
You did not see?
I did not see that coming.
Neither did I. Neither did I. Let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We have Larry from Indianapolis. Again, Larry, what's on your mind?
What's my other brother, Larry?
Got to talk right into your phone, man.
Yep.
Barely hear you.
That's my other brother, Larry.
There you go.
Okay. What's on your mind, other brother Larry?
What's this out here about Rich Paul? I mean, nobody being at war with the government. How come they haven't come and killed him yet?
Well, I'm waiting. They probably have people they want to kill first. You know, I'm not that big a guy. I don't have that big a following. I'm sure that, I mean, they've got people to murder in the Middle East. They've got people to murder,
really murder
all over the country, really, and they're murdering them just as fast as they can. They'll get to me sooner or later.
Nobody's going to come and kill you. That's for sure. Nobody.
I'm not going to do it.
Just ask, what is this? Are you murdering people in the Middle East? Who are they murdering?
Whoever happens to be under their bombs. They murder children at weddings. They murder people all over the place. They're supporting a genocide against the Yemeni by the Saudi Arabians. One of our allies, one of the most evil governments on earth. We send them money so they can massacre the Yemeni. We're sponsoring
the genocide of
the Palestinians.
Not me. Not doing it.
Well, your money is being stolen and doing it because you pay a higher price every time you buy something from somebody who pays taxes. And where does that money go? That money goes to the slaughter of innocents all over the world.
You believe that's the kind of stupid fiat because you hang around with stupid people who never engage you with a cognitive dissonance, as in the truth. Rich Paul. You are nobody, loser, that you rail against the government.
Oh, retard alert!
I'm not interested in hearing from you particularly. But, you know.
I got to give him a hand for the accent. Yeah. I mean, he's trying. He's trying something different here. He's trying to do, like, text.
To be interesting, he's going to have to stop being an idiot. You know? You can't hold somebody's interest in stupidity forever.
I'm sorry, what was that? Not Larry?
You just said a bunch of Sunni, not Shiite stuff, Rich Paul, and I can certainly be interested if you allow me to respond to all that stupid Shiite you just said about the government murdering people in the Middle East and genocide against the Palestinians.
Are you saying there are no wars going on in the Middle East, moron?
Moron. Call me Moron. That's much more clever.
Is that your rap name? Moron? M-O-apostrophe Ron?
You can call me Moron anytime you want, as long as I have the last word. but you ain't got the balls or the brains. Allow me to have the last word.
I do have something, James. You know what I have?
I've got balls of steel.
how's Jack Edgington doing, by the way?
Oh, man, it was going so well.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He asked, how is Jack Edgington doing?
All right. Thanks for the call, James.
You can't go talking about people's children on the air.
That might have been the most creative call he's ever had.
I gotta hand it. He sounded like he was relatively lucid. He kind of kept the accent going.
I still basically hate the guy. But
hate only hurts the hater.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't hate him. He just doesn't interest me because he is
basic hate is a little different than like real hate.
He got you to respond to him this time though.
Kind of. I wasn't sure it was him at first.
Right. He changed it up a little bit. I'll give him credit.
All right. So at any rate, it is President's Day, and this article from Reason is titled "Instead of Removing Trump from Power, Remove Power from the Presidency." And yes, I mean I'm all for that. It leads in with, after Watergate, Democrats rolled back executive power. Under Trump, they just want to be the ones who get to wield it. Now that Democrats have failed in their attempt to remove the president from power, it's worth asking why they haven't seriously considered the reverse, removing power from the president.
I'm all for it. Here's why they won't consider it, because they know their turn's coming.
Yeah.
We have seen over the 33 months since Donald Trump took the unusual step of firing FBI Director James B. Comey and any number of behavior-specific explanations for why the 45th president must go, for coordinating with the Kremlin, obstructing the Russia investigation, making racist comments about four congresswomen, saying he would accept dirt from foreign governments about his domestic political opponents, and finally the House's two impeachment articles, abuse of power and the obstruction of Congress. To be fair, the other side would also accept all of that against their opponents.
Yeah, and when you think about it, it would be kind of weird if they didn't. I mean, what cop is going to say, I won't take evidence if it comes from a criminal?
Right.
You take the tips where they come from.
But what we have not seen is anything like a structural critique of ever-accumulating executive branch power itself. Well, yes, actually, we have. Libertarians have been making that critique, and anarchists as well as long as that type of philosophy's been around. Democrats don't like the way Trump uses his authority, but that doesn't mean they want any less of the stuff in the White House,
right,
particularly when they get back the keys.
Exactly.
To the contrary.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened with the last presidents, right? You went from Clinton to Bush to Obama, and every one of them built off the power that was aggregated to the presidency by their predecessors. They love it.
It's not two parties. It's one big party at your expense.
Yeah.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. 855 450 free, like freedom. More coming up after this. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishment sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Possibly. Maybe.
No way.
Within reason.
Oh, man.
Yes, this is Old Talk Live. I'm just kidding. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. I believe I'm here tonight. I'm the captain, and I'm joined by...
nobody.
And Ian, we just were informed by Chris Wade, our Friday night host, who is apparently listening.
Are we going to issue a retraction?
It's not a retraction.
Everything we said was true. It was just, we should have told you sooner.
I didn't know that the Hushmail story is 13 years old.
Previously on Battlestar Galactica.
It came out in 2007, so we were informing you about all the bad news about Hushmail. Odds are, the same case is true today. I mean, if they were obedient to the state in 2007, they are still just as obedient to the state today, and the bad news is it didn't put them out of business. They still exist. So whatever the press coverage that they received from this, which again was from Wired magazine, talking about how they're just going to roll over and give up your info to the feds. All they got to do is give them the paperwork, the warrant or whatever, and they'll sell you down the river. Didn't put them out of business. They're still there.
Speaking of previously on, I've invented a character who knows everything about reruns. And his name, you already know it. Everybody knows it. It's Previous Leon. Previous Leon.
That's cute.
Previous Leon.
Yeah, so if you're a buff of all of the reruns of television shows and you're looking for some sort of a nickname, a moniker, if you will, go ahead. Use it. Previous Leon. I'd love to talk to you. At any rate, we were talking about this article from Reason that because it's President's Day, the headline said, instead of removing Trump from power, remove power from the presidency. And, of course, it's a reactionary article to the fact that...
why not both?
That, you know, the left failed in, you know, removing Trump from power and all that kind of thing. And we'll tell you more about that. But first, I wanted to tell you about First Consultants. Are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement? Do you have some doubt? Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at cfo-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project at cfo-project.com.
A little bit of extra good news about the hush mail situation is when you Google hush mail, and I did it in a private window just to make sure it wasn't like my own results that were tainting it, the second result is the Wired article. So the first result is hush mail itself, and then the second result is... encrypted email company Hushmail spills to Fed. So at the very least, that story is getting some relevance.
Yeah, I mean, well...
snitches get ditches.
I do find that sometimes a story will come out, and it doesn't get the play that it deserves, right? Mm-hmm. It's a good story, it's well-written, you know, by, you know, maybe a reputable publisher and that kind of a thing, and it'll come back around a few years later and, like, be relevant again for some reason, so...
And it's good to report on old stories, because people should know... that, for example, the government is lying about Kennedy. We don't know what, I don't know what really happened. I don't claim to know what really happened, but are they lying? Absolutely. They're lying about 9/11. There's two old stories. A lot of people don't know them.
So this article goes on to talk about it's worth asking why they haven't seriously considered removing power from the president. And I've been asking that for, you know, well over a decade now, if not 12 years or so.
I don't want to.
We have seen over the 33 months since Donald Trump took the unusual step of firing the... Oh, did I already read this?
Behavior, yeah, you did read some of it. I don't know how much.
Blah, 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 blah. But what we have not seen is anything like a structural critique of the ever-accumulating executive branch power itself. Democrats don't like the way Trump uses his authority, but that doesn't mean they want any less of the stuff in the White House, particularly when they get back the keys.
They might not be able to do the same things that Trump does, you know, once they have the power to do it. And they don't have a problem with any of the things that Trump does. They did all those things themselves.
Sure.
They just want to be the people doing it, and they're butthurt that they're not.
Well, they're making a show of it so they can pander to their voters and hopefully take the power back, and then do the exact same thing to the other team.
Yeah, in his response to Trump's State of the Union address, leading presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders lamented that the tariff-happy president wasn't being punitive enough toward American companies. The NAFTA
2.0
deal.
Okay, let me stop you right there and just take a moment to say thank you, Bernie, for arguing for free trade. you're a better capitalist than Donald Trump, and back to you.
The NAFTA 2.0 deal that he recently signed, Sanders said, will not prevent a single corporation from shutting down factories in the United States and moving them to Mexico. In her official Democratic Party response, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer focused not on Trump's monarchical gestures during the speech. Nice word, monarchical. I like that. During the speech, granting a scholarship, promoting a veteran, presenting a Medal of Honor on the spot, theatrically reuniting a military family, but rather on all the things Democratic governors are accomplishing by executive fiat in defense of their legislators. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers unilaterally increased school funding by $65 million last year. Whitmer bragged. The Democratic presidential field, with the notable exception of faltering frontrunner Joe Pedophile Biden, has been engaging in a race to see who can make the most elaborate promises of immediate executive action. Forget 100 days. We're not talking 100 hours. To see what the magical Oval Office...
What does that mean, 100 days, 100 hours?
100 days is traditionally one of the things that presidents have done is say, I'm going to do this in my first 100 days.
Okay.
So they're like, they're going to blow through taking a bunch of our rights in 100 hours
because
what it's going to come down to.
Right, they're just speeding up the tyranny.
We're serious this time.
This time it'll be different.
Mm-hmm. There's no tyranny like fast tyranny. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
It's so like I swear if there were like, you know, counselors for like abused women or battered spouses or whatever.
They have those, yeah.
Yeah, if they were just, you know, reading stuff on politicians, they'd be like, what do you mean? They told you it's going to be different this time? And you believe them?
I do because I love you.
And I love that they're supporting Bloomberg. Now, Bloomberg is the first notable thing about Bloomberg. He's almost completely indistinguishable from Trump. The only difference is he's a very enthusiastic and honest gun grabber, whereas Trump is a dishonest gun grabber.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I think I'd rather have Bloomberg in office. And the reason I'd rather have Bloomberg in office is then the people with the guns would hate the government again. But the thing is, I'm listening to these Democrats who are watching Bloomberg basically buy the election. And they're cheering it, the same get money out of politics here hypocrites who have been saying this for all these years are now saying he can bring more money to bear than Trump, and isn't it great?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it great? Sure, he's a monster, but he's our monster.
Stop and frisk. Yeah, these last two examples and then this next paragraph, just literally read like a list of lies that somebody would tell to get into the presidency, right? On day one, President Elizabeth Warren would wipe out student loans for 42 billion people, ban fracking, quote, everywhere, unquote.
Wipe them out how? Is she going to screw the banks or is she going to pay the bank? And I'll bet she's going to pay them.
Yeah. And block any future fossil fuel leases on public lands and offshore.
Drive the price of oil up. That's what we need.
We are still awaiting the full day one list from a future President Sanders, but we know it includes an executive order to, quote, legalize marijuana in every state in this country.
Wow. Again, interestingly, Bernie Sanders is the only one saying anything pro-liberty.
I thought that wasn't that Warren?
They're waiting for President Sanders to include that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
855-450 free, like freedom. Bernie Sanders did say, you know, if he becomes president, he'll legalize marijuana in every state immediately or something along those lines.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight,
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.